Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We are counting down to a massive watch party here on the Thrive City campus just outside Shea Center. Splash is going to be absolutely loaded up and the place to be tonight. We're excited to be here. We hope that you come on down and join us. We're talking out basic expectations. How did the offseason feel for you, even though it was a weird one? And you can tuck in the fact that, according to Shams, Jonathan Kuminga is the lean tonight as far as being in the starting lineup and putting that lineup out there that for months, if not more than months, certainly since Jimmy Butler's arrival, Steve Kerr has openly said this is the lineup that it doesn't really work well for us. But with Moses Moody being out, with Luka being on the other team, it sounds like he's leaning toward giving it a shot at least for a handful of minutes tonight.
And ultimately, it really doesn't matter to me anyway who starts. It matters to me more who finishes and who plays with whom. And Steve Kerr will join us tomorrow at 5, and we can ask him, you know, we're going to drill down on tonight, 48 minutes of basketball, but not really. But
feet to the fire, yeah.
Sure, I mean, feet to the fire. Like, if he starts Kuminga and Kuminga plays well, what took you so long? If he starts Kuminga and Kuminga plays poorly, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way that's going to go tomorrow. But in all seriousness, I do think that the opening however many games, and I mentioned it before, they've got a bunch of back-to-backs early, which doesn't mean Steph won't play them all or Draymond or Jimmy. I do think that Al's going to be slow played a lot more than the other three, but you've got an older team, you've got an 82-game season, and you do have a better bench than you had last year. And I think that, you know, put Seth Curry aside, but in the short term, until you get Melton and Moody back, you can still play a bunch of these guys and you can kind of see how they fit. And I'm not saying you punt games early, but you can kind of pick and pop and figure out who you have and how you want to go ahead and use these guys.
It's a new season, man. It's a new season. I mean, I sort of appreciate the openness to, like, okay, like, okay, it didn't work at times last year, but let's see what's going on this year. And also, you have to be able to be like them, what they call them, the agents in the Matrix. Like, you got to blend.
Right.
You got to just become whatever the Warriors need you to
be. Mr. Anderson.
There you go. Like, you need to be what you need to be on a given night against a given opponent, and that's every Warrior's responsibility. So let's check it out tonight and see if it works tonight or works every night or what have you. Like, that's what new is all about. Let's go to Dave in the city. Dave, thank you for calling Witherden Tibbs. What's up, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. I just want to get back to the question of if the offseason was a drag. And to be honest, it really was because of the whole Kuminga saga. And for him to just sign the deal that we offered him in the beginning of the summer at the end of it really was a drag. But honestly, when Jimmy got the team together down to his house in Southern California, that got me excited because I know that Jimmy, Steph, and Dre, they're all locked in. And then now it's kind of like, it's here, it's time to go. We get the NBA and NBC tonight. You know, we were never good enough to be back on in the 90s or the early 2000s to be on there. And to see Curry with that theme song, it's going to be a great opening night, man. That's all I got to say.
Okay, Dave, that's a pretty fun comment right there. And I always start to sort of get a little nostalgic when this kind of thing comes up. And I know we're in it and we're fans. And so people are going to hand ring and do everything that we do on a night-to-night basis with Warrior basketball and the results. But it's always good to grab that reminder of, like, I don't know how much of this there is left. And so, you know, how many more opening nights do we get with Steph Curry?
Right.
It's possible that there's only two. I mean, hell, it's possible that there's only one.
Right.
These scenarios are out there. So to get that backdrop and have that be the thing tonight, and it's the Warriors and the Lakers, you know, they don't have LeBron tonight, but Steph Curry is going to be a part of this whole thing. And so, yeah, man, it's a treat. It's a treat to go after another one and have the Warriors be the brand that they have become.
And that's kind of where I was with the show thread earlier today when I mentioned The Last Dance. And it's not The Last Dance. We know that because Steph and Draymond and Jimmy, they all have two more years. I wasn't trying to make it about the, quote, Last Dance. But for me, it's more about the appreciation of what we have. And so you've got Steph Curry, and no matter what happens between now and the end of my days and your days, you're not going to get another Steph Curry, most likely. And if you want to look at every other franchise, like the Bulls had Michael Jordan.
Yep.
They've never had another Michael Jordan. They had Derrick Rose, and that didn't work out. The Spurs had Duncan in that group, and now they have Wemby. So, yeah, the Spurs might actually be one of the few teams to actually get that. But if you're a Warrior fan and you want to think about what you currently have, you've got the greatest Warrior of all time. You've got a top 10 player of all time, top 5, top 12, whatever. It doesn't even matter. What you have is this. And so for me, and I've kind of promised myself this year, yes, you want to win a title and you don't want to be 30-52, but the one thing I do want to focus on every night starting tonight is just appreciate.
Dude.
Appreciate Steve and Steph and Draymond and Jimmy and all the rest of what we currently have. And it's pretty awesome. It's special.
It's pretty.
It's special, Mark.
It's so amazing.
Right?
It's amazing. And again, look, you are however old you are. But I do think that it actually, if we take a larger view at the entire Bay Area sports landscape for a second, we're at a fascinating moment in terms of, like, you really can see by hearing someone's opinions right away kind of how old they are and how long they've been doing this.
Yeah.
Right? Because you'll have, there's Niner fans like Grandy who are over here being like, we never win.
Yep.
And it's like, you haven't been
I
here.
I remember
that,
five of them.
That's right. You haven't been here that long. We used to do this every other year. And then there's Warrior fans who I think they look at what's been built. I mean, just you and I, look where we're sitting right now and look around at this. And if you've been a Warrior fan for a certain amount of time, you couldn't have even imagined this if you were drunk. They're like, no chance. No chance.
It's funny you say that because I used to be down here and I was drunk. And it was the early 90s and there was nothing down here. There was no AT&T, SBC, Oracle Park, certainly no Mission Bay, and there was no Chase Center. You came down here, you took a cab down here in the early 90s, and that's what you did. You got loosey-goosey, because this was the Wild West, and now here we are at the best arena in America? Like, are you kidding me? They built this here? 30 years ago, you never would have fathomed it.
No, like, it's not. I like what you were just talking about, you know, the Michael Jordan thing. Like, yeah, it's not going to be like this in a few years. It just won't. Like,
right.
You don't do this again.
You don't get this.
No, you don't get this, and you don't get players like this. So that's kind of a fascinating, I think, way for the conversation to go, which is kind of what do you see for the remainder of Steph Curry's career? Or how do you sort of watch what we're going to watch tonight? You know, his numbers have slightly declined each year, the last few years. It's beyond understandable. I don't even know if this city is capable of looking at Steph with a critical eye for obvious reasons. Like, I can't. I don't know what, like, why would you ever look at Steph and be like, oh, God, you know, you're washed. You know what I mean? But, like, What do you think he's got in his bag this year? He now has a Robin to his Batman, like a legitimate one. But it's also kind of funny. I think we expect Steph to go out and be great. And that's a hell of a bar at age 37.
Impossible. And I think about, you know, the idea of Steph being, quote, great, and he can still be great, and he still will be great, yep. But it won't be every night. It's not going to be every night anymore. And last year he played 70 games. His minutes were right where they normally are. All of his metrics were right about where they were. He was down 2 points a game. Big deal. He was ninth in the MVP. He had a great year. No matter what the age was, but he was 36, and now he's 37. He'll be 38 next year in March, and, you know, Father Time is undefeated, as they say. And we've been talking a lot about the Spurs comp, and I look at Tim Duncan. They won the title in his 37-year-old year, and his numbers came down a little bit. But he had what the Warriors hope that they have, which is an ensemble. And then you got to the playoffs with the Spurs, and the guy named Kawhi Leonard decided to take the whole damn thing over.
Yep.
And that's why they won it. They beat a very good Dallas team in seven, and they navigated the playoffs, and that could happen, but if you look at that Spurs team, the reason why it happened, your aging veterans were still good, really good, but you had players 4 through 12 who all contributed, and they all stepped up, and they were able to take some of the pressure off during the regular year, and then step up during the postseason.
Well, I tell you what, man, I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated to see what we're going to see tonight, and if you are just joining us, and I'll use air quotes, or as Buddy Hield might say, two fingers, even though it's four fingers. I will call
it. I'm Batman.
Thank you, buddy. I will call it air quotes news. It is a report by Shams, but it's a report about something that might happen. I'm always interested when people report things that might happen.
Right.
I'm like, we could report anything, like might happen. But he is reporting that Steve Kerr is, quote, leaning toward starting Jonathan Kuminga tonight. And I see that as it's a moment in time. Maybe it's circumstantial, having to do with Luka being on the other team and having to do with Moses Moody being out. But it also has to represent something positive in the developments about all this. Like, it was only 3 weeks ago that we were sitting here not even knowing how that whole thing was going to resolve. If I had told you that, if I had told you on the first day of October, or I don't remember exactly what day it was that the breaking news sounder hit on our show, but if I had told you 3 or 4 weeks ago that Jonathan Kuminga would be in the opening night starting lineup, I think that might have shocked you a little bit.
No doubt.
That might have shocked you a little bit. So I also wonder how people feel about that. 888-957-9570. It says to you what? That this is the way it evolved toward opening night with Jonathan Kuminga being part of the first five.
And I do think that once you get that deal solved, like Steve Kerr has been around the NBA for 40-something years, and, you know, Draymond and Steph and Jimmy, they're all veterans. They understand that there's business over here and there's basketball over here.
Yep.
And when business is all done and dusted and you get to basketball, well, then it comes down to a couple of simple things. And the most simple thing for Jonathan Kuminga is, are you ready to do what we need you to do? You got your bag, and you also have a contract that's going to let you out of here sooner rather than later. In the meantime, are you ready? Are you ready to be that guy? And that ultimately comes down to whether or not he's ready to be an adult. I think he is.
Totally.
And whether or not can the Warriors and Steve Kerr find a way to make it all work. And if that means you start tonight, and maybe he starts tonight, and then you come home Thursday, and he doesn't start. Can he handle that? I think he can.
Of course he can.
Right.
Like when you use the word handled.
Right.
He's handled everything.
Yeah, good point.
He's handled everything. I think that we have a higher bar for what we're all hoping for. We're hoping, like, that's the maturity of how he's handled it. That's great. I think at a certain point, all of us who watch Warrior basketball are hoping for success for Warrior basketball. Like, I'd like for all of these lineup combinations to work really well. You know, I'm with you, man. Like, if I asked you, you know, who's starting tonight, there's really only one good answer from any real Warrior fan. And the answer is, who cares?
Right.
Who cares? I want the ball to go in the basket. I want more points than the Lakers score. I want them to miss every shot. I want the Warriors to make every shot. That's while I'm sipping on an old-fashioned tonight, what I'm going to be pulling for. I don't care about anything else. So maybe there's a little bit of that, too. I do think the circumstances of Luka on the other team and Moody being out have led to this moment. But there's probably a little something, too, maybe in the back of Steve's mind that sends a message more so to the fan base than the actual organization, but like it's basketball time and we're good here. The business thing is over there.
Yep.
It's at minimum been put on hold for 4 months. Let's play. We're good here. A little bit of a nod to, hey, dude, like you had a good camp. And we want you to do all the things that maybe aren't exactly what you want to do, but we're going to put faith in you on opening night to go do those things. Let's see it.
Yeah, do those things. And ultimately,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, if he starts of the 82 games, and let's just say Kuminga's healthy and he plays 75 of them, and he starts 38 of them, great. Go ahead. Start 38 of them. It doesn't matter. And I don't want to lean too much on that Spurs team, but the starting lineup was Parker, Duncan, Kawhi, Danny Green, and Tiago Splitter most nights. You're missing the name Manu Ginobili.
Yep.
He played 69 games, 68. He only started 3 games. He's one of the greatest 6 men in history. So I'm not saying Kuminga is Ginobili. Ginobili was a unicorn in all the little things he could do. Another guy who is basically a triple single most nights. But Manu Ginobili was able to not start. And if you want to go back to their finishing lineup, he finished almost every game. So for Kuminga, yeah, it's not about how many starts you get. You got your contract. You got what you probably didn't want, but it's what the Warriors didn't want either. You met in the middle. Here we are. You've got a season, half a season, who knows, 50 games. We don't know how long this will last, but go out there and play the role. Do what we need you to do. Score when we need you to score. Defend, rebound, make smart plays, all the rest of it. And then no matter what happens after that, it's going to work out for him.
Well, I mean, to me, eyebrows are raised on what you just said. I don't think that this, I don't know how you adjust it, but this, if it is the starting lineup, it can't be the finishing lineup. It can't be. I don't think it can be.
Yeah, depends on the situation, but you're probably right.
I guess, but yeah, like I don't think that you can have that lineup out there to finish the basketball game. You are going to need more people out there who have the ability to knock down shots. And I would be much more open, like, is it as simple as having Al Horford out there instead of Jonathan Kuminga? Maybe that's one option. Is Buddy Hield on the floor instead of Pods?
Right.
Maybe that's another option. Maybe both. Maybe both. Maybe it's Steph, Buddy, Jimmy, Draymond, and Al. You know, that's a very experienced group down the stretch in a road game. Hi, Buddy. We can't wait to see you.
Buttered.
The press conference afterwards is going to be even better. But, yeah, like, I just feel in an NBA game against a quality opponent on the road, you got to offer a little bit more shooting in the final five as opposed to the opening five.
I agree, but at the same time, you've got to have somebody who can guard Luka. And so
I think
that
Draymond can do it.
Yeah,
if Horford's on the floor, sure. Draymond can go over there and do that.
Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. They're going to start, they're going to finish, and then the other two spots I do think depend on situation, score, matchup, and all the rest of it. And so, yeah, if you want to start Kuminga and give him the first 6 minutes on Luka Doncic, a fresh Kuminga against a slim Luka, I can't wait to see it. Because Kuminga, if he's able to go out there and lock in on just that, I'm not saying he's going to totally stop him, because Luka is one of the three best individual ISO players in the game. I'd say Jokic, Luka, and maybe KD, as far as like, here's the ball, get a bucket. They're unbelievably hard to guard. So, all right, JK, go out there and take the assignment. See if you can do it. And if you get down to the fourth quarter and there's 6 minutes to go and it's 105-105, yeah, you're probably right. You might be looking for other things. You put Draymond on Luka. Maybe you want more spacing and all the rest of it.
Real quick, let's get Austin and Redwood City in here on Willard and Dibs to talk this out. Hey, Austin, thanks for the call. What you got?
Hey, not much. Hey, I like Kuminga in the starting lineup tonight, and I like him to finish. Hey, we all worried about Luka. Who go guard Kuminga? Who gonna stop him from doing what he's doing on the court? The new Kuminga that's about to display tonight. With no LeBron on the court either, oh man, it's plenty of room for him to do his thing. And then I hope Buddy Hield in that starting lineup too to give them something else to look at other than Curry also. So what y'all think about that?
Thanks, Austin. I appreciate it. There's all kinds of ways to mix and match. My point being is I think at the end of the game, you're going to want to offer more shooting out of that lineup. That doesn't mean Jonathan either has to or can't be in the lineup. It depends on who else that you're putting in around it. But as you pointed out, you know that Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond are going to be there. So if that's the case, it makes Jonathan difficult, in my opinion, at the end of the game to enter in there, because you're either going small and not offering a lot of shooting, or you kind of need Jonathan probably to go off of the floor in favor of Al Horford. We'll see. We'll see what the situation is and the way Steve plays it.
And you can always do the offense-defense sort of swap-a-roo.
Yep.
If Kuminga's having a good night on Luka, you can kind of, you know, mix and match that way. And it's a little bit different without Moses Moody, because Moody, I think, is a natural finisher in the way that, a guy who can come in and defend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.